The new Issues Etc. YouTube video features some of your favorite guests. Pastor Will Wheaton.
Because the one, the individual one, is so important. He would have done everything that he did if it had only been you.
Pastor Brian Wolfmiller.
People are bored with God's word, so we've got to bring something else. So you have now a church service that has nothing to do with the Lord's word or with Jesus.
Deaconess Pam Nielsen.
Do not fear that you face death. Do not fear that your sins are great.
And Pastor Bill Swirla.
The more you see your sin, the greater a Savior Jesus appears.
View and share the new Issues Etc. YouTube video. You'll find it at issuesetc.org and click support. Introduce Issues Etc. to your friends, family, and coworkers today with our new YouTube video.
Time to play Issues Etc., Soundbite of the Week. It's a very simple game that we play here on Issues Etc. as many Fridays as we can to round off the week's broadcast. It consists of you listening to four soundbites that we've assembled for you from this week's Issues Etc. audio. They're short. They're not difficult. You listen, and then once you've heard the four sound bites, it's time for you to vote and pick which one should be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your reasons are your own. You may agree or disagree. You may find it remarkable for any reason. But the one that you think ought to be Soundbite of the Week, give us a call and tell us. 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MYIE, or send us an email right here in the studio in real time, talkback@issuesetc.org, or send us a tweet if you can, @issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there. Remember to include your city and your state, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We've got four sound bites to play for you. We're going to play them right now, and then it'll be your chance to vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Soundbite number one this week comes from Kristen Day of Democrats for Life. Here's her message for pro-life Democrats.
If you look at the numbers, in 1978, there were 167 pro-choice Democrats and 125 pro-life Democrats. We had a 292-seat majority. Today, we have 167 pro-choice Democrats, the exact same that we had in 1978. The difference in why we don't have the majority is because there are only 17 pro-life Democrats left. So if we're going to do this, we need, as a party, we need to unite and support these pro-life Democrats. And pro-life Democrats, you know, you're out there, you need to really speak up. Go get active in your party, and really, we need to change from the ground up, and we need our grassroots movement stronger and more vocal. So pro-life Democrats, get out there.
That's soundbite number one. Kristen Day, a message for pro-life Democrats. Yes, they are out there. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page right now, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, and we are also giving away the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker to the best vote for soundbite of the week. Here's soundbite number two, Pastor George Borghardt. We recently remembered Mary along with the church. Here is a biblical view of Mary.
The biggest cure to our Mary phobia and the Catholic phobia is to call Mary, when it, on this subject, the Mother of God. Call her Theotokos, is what is, you can Google it, T-H-E-O-T-O-K-O-S, Theotokos. Call her Mother of God. Call her the God-bearer. And that, because that, to your evangelical friends, will set them off, because they're like, what? She's not the Mother of God. She's the Mother of Christ. Well, actually, she is the Mother of God, because she gives birth to the Son of God. And it'll guard us against any sort of apprehension concerning Mary piety. Mary is the Mother of God in December, in Advent, and Christmas. She is also the Mother of God on Epiphany, and she's the Mother of God in February, in all the way, even in, what month are we in? August, yes. She's the Mother of God in August, too. So I think Theotokos, Mother of God, calling Mary the Mother of God is the way to go in escaping that.
That soundbite number two, should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, talking about the lesson that we can learn from the recent Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day.
You know what? The main thing we should learn from the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day is that we are not alone. That when you looked around at your local Chick-fil-A and saw all the other people there who were there to support the Cathy family and to support marriage and to support religious liberty, you are not alone. All those photos you saw on Facebook or on the news with cars lined up for miles and miles to go in there, what you should look at and see is comfort for the fact that you are not alone. And therefore, you need to quit being scared and come on out from under the bed or wherever it is you're hiding and come on out and open your mouth, because you aren't the only one who thinks what you think. And that's what people need to take from the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Jennifer Oback Morse. Do you think it ought to be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Get ready to vote. Here comes soundbite number four from Pastor John Feeney from our recent Pastor's Roundtable, talking about John chapter 6 and church growth.
It's really very interesting, isn't it, that Jesus must not have been too interested in church growth if all of his, a good number of his disciples were leaving him because of this. But Professor Marquardt, who was quoted earlier, used to say sometimes the church has to get smaller to get bigger. And sometimes we have to back up when we have to recognize that it is our responsibility to preach that cross, the scandal of the cross. We must proclaim that salvation is not to be found in anyone else but in Jesus Christ, in his life, suffering, death, incarnation, resurrection, and ascension to heaven, and that we must put every fiber of our being to faith, into faith, trusting in this is the source of our salvation. And when we do, if the church gets smaller, so be it. But in the end, that is what really, truly builds the church.
All right, that's soundbite number four. I want to hear from you. This break is a great time to give us a call and vote. Phone call voters get to go first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, your chance to win the LPR bundle package. Talk back at issuesetc.org. or Facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Soundbite of the Week right after this.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Martin Luther taught that the chief function of music and worship was the proclamation of the Word of God. With Heirs of the Reformation, Treasures of the Singing Church, you will hear over two centuries of Lutheran musical theology, beautifully performed and faithfully sung. For a limited time, save 10% on this 4-CD set when you use promotional code URA. Simply visit cph.org today. Lutheran thought, Lutheran substance, Lutheran music. Brought to you by Concordia Publishing House.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
Truth-centered mission outreach. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Now it's time for you to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live on this Friday afternoon, August the 17th. We've played our four soundbites for you, and all we await is your votes and your pick for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943 is our phone number. Phone callers get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. Soundbite number one, Kristen Day, a message for pro-life Democrats. Soundbite number two, Pastor George Borghardt on a biblical view of Mary. Soundbite number three, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse on lessons learned from the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. And soundbite number four, Pastor John Feeney on John chapter 6 and Jesus' way of church growth. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first from Kirkwood, Missouri, Andy's on the line. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Todd. Number four is certainly tempting, but because it's a very current issue, I'm going to vote for number three, the Chick-fil-A issue. One of the reasons is that those who oppose marriage, those who oppose life, want to make their positions seem inevitable. Where do we gather as Christians? We gather Sunday mornings, but we gather in a bunch of different places. This Chick-fil-A day made it kind of a unifying thing where a bunch of different people from a bunch of different backgrounds gathered at one place and said, "This is the way we believe." And I'll take your comments off the air.
Andy, thank you very much. That's almost a soundbite in and of itself. Thanks for pointing that out, Andy, and thanks for listening in Kirkwood. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Back to the phones in Altamont, Illinois. Here's Scott. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. You know, Andy's right. If that were a soundbite, I would vote for it. But I have two reasons to vote for soundbite number four. First reason, Pastor Feeney reminds us that Christ grows the church in only one way, through feeding her his word and sacrament. The church growth movement just won't back that approach. Second reason, the other pastor in the roundtable is my pastor.
Oh, that's right. It was David Spears. Am I correct?
That's correct.
All right. Well, Scott, thank you very much for listening in Altamont, and thanks for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, facebook.com/issuesetc. In Nashville, Illinois, here's Rick. Hi, Rick.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Thanks for taking the call, and God help us if it takes a chicken sandwich to get us all together, but he does work in mysterious ways. My vote is for number four, Pastor John Feeney with the round table, because it is the most Christ-centered, cross-focused comment that was made. We get that one right, we can work on the grassroots. And we get that one right, we can work on our relationships, and we understand who people are in our lives. And if we get that one right, we can, brother and sister, walk together in a full force and power by Spirit that God has intended us to. Amen.
Rick, thanks very much. Thanks for listening in Nashville, Illinois. Tim in Sioux Falls, South Dakota says, I vote for soundbite number one. That would be Kristen Day on a message for pro-life Democrats. As a Republican, it's so refreshing to hear a Democrat come out and stand up and encourage Democrats to be pro-life. It's a great way for parties to unite, and as a father, a better way to unite around little baby's new life, a true gift from God. Tim, thanks for listening in Sioux Falls. Michael listens in Maryland. Hi, Michael.
Hi, I'm calling to vote for number one because within the elections, no other issue really matters except for the life issue, because if you're dead, none of the other issues matter. So no, that's why I'm voting for number one, because it's such an important issue.
Michael, thank you very much. Thanks for listening out in Maryland. See, Jonathan in Madison, Mississippi says, I vote for soundbite number four, Pastor John Feeney on John chapter 6 and church growth. Jesus preached the truth even though he knew people would leave him because of it. Yet today some pastors avoid controversial parts of the Bible and controversial parts of Scripture simply because they think people might be offended by it and leave the church. This anxiety shouldn't exist. says Jonathan in Mississippi, Father, forgive them for those who have anxiety at these times, including myself. Thank you very much. Excellent idea, Jonathan in Mississippi. Paul in California says, my vote is for soundbite number four, Pastor Feeney. In today's bigger is better age, too many churches, even our own synod, are fixated on growth. If we're not growing, we're dying, is the battle cry of too many churches. We forget, he says, that there is a compromise of the truth when it comes to numbers, to point we often push truth out of the way and cling to what tickles our ears as long as it brings people in. Who suffers in the long run? Everyone. Sermons end up being pop psychology. Sin and redemption become nice historical anecdotes, and they're not and sometimes not mentioned at all, he says. I'd rather have a faithful, Christ-centered congregation of 50 than a compromising, relevant congregation of 5,000. Give me what I need, word and sacraments, forgiveness of sins, and Christ himself, and not what I want, a better life now, or seven principles for a better relationship. The former lead to everlasting life, the latter to temporary betterment, with my soul at risk. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening in California, Paul. John in Colorado says, this is a difficult week to select just one soundbite, but I've decided to cast my vote for soundbite number three, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. What is ultimately swaying my vote to Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse's soundbite is that it is both true and uplifting. It is true because there are millions of us that support a biblical approach to marriage. It is uplifting because most of us with these views keep quiet about them. We do this because we don't enjoy confrontation or because the popular media has told us that we are backwards or a fringe minority in our beliefs, or even just because it isn't in our nature to take these issues and to be public about what we think. I'm guilty of all these excuses, says John in Colorado, and more. He says, while the numbers shouldn't impact our convictions regarding the Word of God, they make it better and make it easier for us to be able to make a public proclamation of our beliefs. We should be encouraged to stand up against evil. And I think that Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse's comments did just that. Thank you sincerely for another great week of Issues Etc. programming. And thank you for listening. David listens in Kansas City. Hi, David.
Hi, Todd. This is David. And again, thank you for Issues Etc. every week, every day. Hey, I was just going to vote for soundbite number three, the one by Jennifer Roback Morse. We get the same message through that we do from, you know, as hearkening to 1 Kings 19, where Elijah is famished. He's wiped out after, you know, his contacts with the prophet from Baal, and he's wondering, oh, Lord, I'm going to die. Well, he's not going to die because the Lord says, you know, hey, there's 7,000 other folks in Israel that have not bowed their knee to Baal. And take courage from that because you're confessing the faith with 7,000 other people. And so when we stand up, it's not because we stand up for an ideal or a moral that we're supporting. We're standing up confessing Christ, who has ordained marriage between one man and one woman in support of a company who takes their stand publicly for that.
Thank you very much, David. Thanks for listening in Kansas City. Jody in Frederick, Wisconsin says, my vote is for my good friend, Pastor John Feeney. He hits the nail right on the head. We, like Christ, need to be focused on the pure font of truth, for if we are not, the growth we do get will be false growth, growth in the ranks of hell. Such glory is fleeting indeed compared to the glory of the forgiveness and life in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jody. Thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Bethany in Butler, Pennsylvania says, Pastor Feeney gets my vote this week. This is so important, and too many Christians are falling into the fallacy that the church is some kind of a business that they have to control and try to build. So many are exhausting themselves trying to fit God into the mold of the world while failing to do the one thing that God wants, just trust God. Bethany, thanks for listening in Pennsylvania. Jason listens in Texas. He says, Kristen Day, soundbite number one, has my vote. Glad to hear her on the program again. The winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number four, Pastor John Feeney, talking about John 6 and Jesus growing the church.
It's really very interesting, isn't it, that Jesus must not have been too interested in church growth if all of his a good number of his disciples were leaving him because of this. But Professor Marquardt, who was quoted earlier, used to say, sometimes the church has to get smaller to get bigger. And sometimes we have to back up when we have to recognize that it is our responsibility to preach that cross, the scandal of the cross. We must proclaim that salvation is not to be found in anyone else but in Jesus Christ, in his life, suffering, death, incarnation, resurrection, and ascension into heaven, and that we must put every fiber of our being to faith, into faith, trusting in this is the source of our salvation. And when we do, if the church gets smaller, so be it. But in the end, that is what really, truly builds the church.
There's the winner of Soundbite of the Week here on Issues Etc. According to your vote, Soundbite number 4, Pastor John Feeney on John chapter 6 and church growth. The LPR bundle package this week goes to Andy and Kirkwood. Excellent vote, a lot of excellent votes this week for Soundbite of the Week. Andy, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll talk to Dr. Stephen Osment of Harvard University about Luther, Lutheranism, and the Euro crisis. Also Monday, we'll discuss the scholarship of popular evangelical teacher David Barton of Wall Builders. Dr. Michael Coulter of Grove City College will be our guest. Folks, we have a special premium for first-time donors to Issues Etc. It's the new Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. Now, we will send it to you as a way of saying thanks for your first-time gift to Issues Etc. You can donate by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc. Send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. That's LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. As always, thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking about us during the difficult and challenging summer months, and thanks for your gift. First-time gift, we'll get the Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio new, brand-new mouse pad. I'm Todd Wilkin. Have a great weekend. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
We have a special premium for first-time donors to Issues Etc. It's the new Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. We'll send it to you for your first-time donation to Issues Etc. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also make your first-time gift by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
The grace of God, the church's music, the Lord's Supper, every service, every Sunday, and Wednesdays too, preaching Christ crucified and risen. There is hope in St. Louis, Hope Lutheran Church, that is, 5218 Neosho Street, St. Louis, Missouri, or find us on the web at hopelutheranstl.org.